Well, apparently, despite all the naysaying, Attorney General Bill Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham have been quietly going about their work behind the scenes. Tonight, it was just announced that the president has fired the intelligence community's chief watchdog, Michael Atkinson, who facilitated rumors of a fake whistleblower who supposedly filed an urgent complaint with the ICIG involving alleged improper pressure the president put on the president of Ukraine over a telephone call concerning investigating Joe Biden's son Hunter's role in helping to launder money through Ukraine and other European countries for prominent Americans. Trump wrote a letter dated today addressed to Senator Richard Burr, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and its vice chairman, Senator Mark Warner, explaining that Inspector General Michael Atkinson would be removed from office effective 30 days from today. According to the Trump letter, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as Inspector General. That is no longer the case with regard to this Inspector General." Atkinson changed several rules that allowed an anonymous person to become a whistleblower, despite the fact that he, she, or it had no direct knowledge of the phone call between the two presidents. Therefore, the whistleblower was technically deemed the rumor blower. This was the key act that kicked the House Intelligence Committee into an impeachment quest that would end without a conviction in the United States Senate. In my estimation, Trump would not have fired Atkinson unless the Justice Department had irrefutable evidence of improper or possibly criminal activity on Atkinson's part. But considering the bigger framework of the John Durham coup investigation, my best guess is that this can only mean the long-awaited indictments are about to begin.